The processional hymn number 584, Jesus Calls Us. Welcome to our service on this St. Matthew's Day. We follow the order of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. The righteous will be remembered forever. The memory of the righteous is a blessing. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory to God in the highest.
Almighty God, whose blessed Son called Matthew the tax collector to be an apostle and evangelist, give us grace to forsake the selfish pursuit of gain and the possession and the possessive love of riches, that we may follow in the way of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. Happy are those who find wisdom, and those who get understanding. For her income is better than silver, and her revenue better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of plentiness, and her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called happy. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, since it's by God's mercy that we are engaged in this ministry, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the shameful things that one hides. We refuse to practice cunning or falsify God's word. But by the open statement of truth, we commend ourselves to the consciences of everyone in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of the world has blinded the minds of all of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as slaves for Jesus' sake. For this is the God who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," who has shone in the hearts of to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
The gradual hymn 460, verses 1, 2p, and 3, for all your saints in glory. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, beginning at verse 9.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the 21st of September, is the feast day of St. Matthew, or Matthew the Apostle and Evangelist. It is an opportunity to celebrate the faith of one of the 12 disciples, specifically called by Jesus to follow me. In addition to being one of the original disciples, according to our Christian tradition, he was also one of the four evangelists, as author of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, and thus is also known as Matthew the Evangelist.
St. Matthew was most likely born as Levi, the son of Alphaeus. Though nothing is known about his childhood, Levi became a tax collector for the Roman authorities. The name Levi implies that he was from the tribe of Levi, the tribe responsible for Jewish liturgical worship. Though scholars cannot arrive at a definitive conclusion about the details of his life, it is almost universally accepted that the Levi mentioned in St. Mark's Gospel and in St. Luke's Gospel is the same person mentioned in this chapter from Matthew, by the name Matthew. Levi might have been his original name, and Matthew may have been the name given to him by Jesus upon his conversion. The name Matthew means gift of Yahweh. At the time that Jesus began his public ministry, Galilee was part of the Roman Empire. Among the expectations of the Roman authorities was that all who lived under their rule pay taxes. To accomplish this, they often collaborated with local people, authorizing them to collect taxes on behalf of the Roman emperor and the local governor. The rest of the community often despised the local tax collectors because they were seen as traitors to their people for entering into an oppressive collaboration with the Roman authorities. Even the tax collectors' families were shunned. For example, their children were often seen as unsuitable as potential spouses. Additionally, many tax collectors were corrupt, imposing more taxes upon the people than they had a legal right to do. The Roman authorities usually overlooked this abuse because they often received a portion of the excess. The tax collectors pocketed the rest. Levi's call to follow Jesus was short, but profound. He was a man clearly weighed down by his decision to betray his Levitical heritage by working for the Roman authorities to collect taxes for them. He might have been corrupt, greedy, and ostracized by his Jewish community. Most likely, his tax collecting took place in Capernaum, where Jesus had been living in Peter's home. His duties likely involved gathering taxes on goods that came to Capernaum by way of the Sea of Galilee, as well as collecting a toll from those who arrived in that city by boat. When Jesus began his public ministry, many people took notice. Though there is no biblical account of Matthew listening to Jesus preach prior to being called, it is reasonable to assume that he did hear about Jesus and possibly even listened to him preach in Capernaum. The Gospel according to Matthew relates the conversion of the tax collector this way. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. There was no hesitancy in an instant. The tax collector's life changed. Immediately after Matthew abandoned his occupation, he invited Jesus to dine at his house, and Jesus accepted. Dining with them were other tax collectors and sinners. As a result, the self-righteous Pharisees quickly condemned Jesus for associating himself with these men. Jesus, however, rebukes the Pharisees, saying, "Those who are well do not need a physician, what the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Jesus' call and Matthew's response sent shockwaves through the rigid Jewish authorities. They had grown accustomed to making judgment and issuing condemnation to anyone who could not live up to their exacting standards. When Jesus arrived and acted with mercy for sinners, desiring their conversion, the Pharisees opposed him. But those who were despised by the religious authorities and could not live up to the Pharisees' expectations, they responded. Though tax collectors like Matthew were wealthy and lived comfortably, Matthew found something in Jesus that his money could not produce. Throughout the rest of the gospel accounts, Matthew's name is listed with the 12. He was present at the Ascension and at Pentecost, where he received his commission and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit with the other apostles. Early church fathers state that he remained for some time in Judea, preaching the gospel and helping the newly formed church. It is during this period that he might have penned his gospel. It is also commonly held by the church fathers that Matthew eventually went to Ethiopia, but not Ethiopia in northeast Africa. Instead, he might have traveled to the territory south of the Caspian Sea, modern-day Iran or Armenia. The most enduring gift St. Matthew left behind is his gospel account. Though some modern scholars question whether he was the original author, early church fathers attribute the first gospel to him unequivocally. Matthew's gospel was written by a Jew for his fellow Jews. It was most likely written in Hebrew and Aramaic, and later translated into Greek. The original Hebrew and Aramaic texts no longer exist. His gospel clearly shows that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament, the long-awaited Messiah. As we honor St. Matthew, we also celebrate his courage in leaving behind his old life to follow Jesus. Leaving a role of comparative financial stability, that also conflicted with his Levitical heritage. To walk the roads with Jesus and then walk the roads on behalf of Jesus, sharing what Jesus did in his own life when Matthew responded to the call to follow me. Through the example of Matthew's life and his gospel, we are introduced to Jesus, the living Word of God. So, my questions to you, and indeed myself today, is this. Is there a part of your life, is there a part of my life that leaves you conflicted? How would laying that down to follow Jesus make a difference? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in one God.
Father, Lord, Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God. begotten, not made, have one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, with confidence in your mercy and inspired by the witness of Matthew, we bring our prayers before you. You chose a tax collector, Matthew, to share the work of the apostles. In doing so, you showed us that with you all things are possible, and that though we are sinners, we too can answer your call to witness to the world. Lord, in your mercy. Creator God, we pray for all who work in finance, government, or public service. They may act with integrity and compassion, inspired by Matthew's transformation from tax collector to servant of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy. Father God, Matthew was a disciple of Jesus and a former tax collector. So we pray for all those we know facing financial struggles. Help them to manage their resources wisely and remain faithful to your call, even amidst worldly temptations. Lord, in your mercy. God of wisdom, Matthew was chosen from an unlikely path to become a pillar of the church, and so we pray for those discerning their vocation. May they hear the voice of Jesus saying, "Follow me," and respond with faith and joy. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, we pray for all who bear the burdens of pain, bereavement, worry, and depression. We pray for those whose illness stems from anxiety. We pray that they may have an awareness of your presence and an understanding that you are bearing those burdens with them, and always working towards their healing and wholeness. From our own parish, we continue to pray for Father Cunningham. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, through your love and mercy, you turn the darkness of death into the dawn of new life. Comfort those who grieve in their sorrow, and those who are worried about how they will cope on their own, and reassure them that you will never leave them to carry the burdens of life unattended and unaided. Lord, in your mercy. Everlasting God, we ask you to lead us into the coming week. Help us to believe that you are close by us,
Keep us from making mistakes and help us never to disappoint you through our words and actions. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as a fellow of crumbs under your table. But you are the same Lord, whose nature is always and have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so that we can be
washed
through
Jesus Christ's blood, and that we may
know
your
will and your peace.
Amen.
supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Father, this bread and this cup we do as our Savior has come. We celebrate the redemption he has won for us. We proclaim his perfect sacrifice made once for all on the cross. His mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. And we look for his coming to fulfill all things for which we rule.
Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. God bless you and keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. God of mercy and compassion, we have shared the joy of salvation that Matthew knew when Jesus called him. Renew our calling to proclaim the one who came not to call the righteous but sinners to salvation, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to your praise and glory. God, give you grace to share the inheritance of Matthew and all his saints in glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. There will be a meeting of the committee organising the vintage afternoon tea fundraising event. That meeting will take place on Tuesday at 8 o'clock, venue to be confirmed. On Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock at Vic Rin on the Moira Road, the Bishop of our linked diocese of Meridi, Bishop Moses, and his wife will be leading a diocesan meeting. And having given so generously to the Bicycles for Meridi appeal last year, it is hoped that churches across the diocese will be interested to hear more. So this is an opportunity on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock in Vic Rin to come and hear stories of life and ministry in South Sudan, to discover how we can partner as churches and individuals, and take the opportunity to pray with our guests. The focus will be on health and education, and we will be joined by CMSI and Fields of Life. Also on Wednesday, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. On Thursday evening, choir practice here in church at the earlier time of 7:30. On Friday, the lunch club will meet in the Pheasant Restaurant at 12:30. And on Friday, from 4 to 6 p.m., gifts of flowers, greenery, corn, fruit, vegetables, and other foodstuffs will be very gratefully received here at church for the decoration of the church for harvest. That's from 4 to 6 p.m. The decoration of the church itself will take place on Saturday morning from 9:30, and your assistance with the decoration would be greatly valued. Sunday next is this year's Harvest Thanksgiving Festival. At 10 o'clock, there will be Harvest Parish Communion. The young people attending are asked to bring a non-perishable item of food, like a tin of fruit or a packet of biscuits, as a harvest offering. The preacher at this service will be the Right Reverend Adrian Wilkinson, Bishop of Cashel, Ferns, and Ossory. He will also preach at the evening service of the Word at 7 o'clock. As well as our own organist and choir at both services, at the evening service, the Lurgan Salvation Army Band will also be participating. There will be supper afterwards in the parochial hall. And looking ahead to Saturday, the 18th of October, from 2 to 4 p.m., there will be our vintage afternoon tea fundraising event. Flyers, tickets, and posters are now available from any member of the committee. And Patricia also has tickets with her if you wish to speak to her following the service. And in connection with the harvest envelopes like this for the harvest Thanksgiving offering, they were distributed with the magazine. But for those who now receive the magazine online and wouldn't have received an envelope, there are some on the table at the back of the church. From Thanks and Praise, hymn 135, Spirit of Christ Within Me.
Serve the Lord.